This is the sound of second chances. It's more than a bowl of pet food. It's nutrition that changes lives. It's the sound of healthy, happy pets. Not just in your home, but in shelters across the country. Because feeding your pet Hills helps feed shelter pets. Science did that. Hills Pet Nutrition. Buy the bag that gives back. Visit hillspet.com/giveback or tap the banner to learn more.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 21st day of April 2024. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. After all of these years, we're still the voice of the Christian resistance, and I'm back, and I've got my voice back. As you folks know that were listening to me last week, Wednesday night, my voice, I lost it, you know. By the time the radio program was over with, it was gone, and I've had some situations that I've had to deal with, but I'm back on the mend right now. Right now, we're back, we're doing better, and getting ready for the battle. Now, speaking of that, the title of the message is 'Tis the Season of Trickery, Treachery, and Treason. And the fact is that our federal government, folks, has literally declared war on Jesus Christ and his church here in America. Whether you're a pro-lifer, whether you're a patriot, whether you're a homeschooler, whether you're a Christian school, whether you want to challenge your school board, they've literally, the federal government literally declared, you know, war on us Christians. And so tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we are going to have a preparedness conference tomorrow. And we're going to be talking about how we prepare for what's coming. This country very well could be and probably will be on fire this summer. The Communist Party, the Antichrist, the what used to be referred to as Democrats, or they're communists to the bone. They are scared to death of an election. They know if Donald Trump gets back into office, then the criminal element, the Communist Party, they are communists to the bone, folks. They know that many of them are going to be facing charges of treason, like what they did to the January 6th Patriots and what they're trying to do to pro-lifers now. And so tomorrow we're going to be, our county sheriff will be out, and he will be talking to us, telling us what he believes we need to do to get prepared, literally to fend off the federal government, and so, and all of the Antichrist, those that Joe Biden has brought in, Chinese military troops on our soil, drug dealers, they're all here now, and folks, the Christians and the Jews are their target, we Christians and Jews. And so they've already said things like this summer they're coming out to the suburbs and they're going to shoot white children, all of these things. We need to be prepared. And this is one of the things that this ministry has been doing. So that's what the conference is tomorrow at our church at 10 o'clock at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry tomorrow morning. Now, our title of the message, again, 'tis the season of trickery, treachery, and treason. Now, it's a remarkable, remarkable thing, the similarities between the Daniel, the President Daniel, and the President Donald Trump. And we're going to take a look at that. Daniel was the first president out of three. There were three presidents there under King Darius. Daniel was the number one president. The other two presidents conspired against him to try to have him removed and killed. And we look at Donald Trump. Donald Trump, as he was by far, in my lifetime, him and Ronald Reagan, and I would also say in his short time, John Kennedy, JFK, even though back in those days he was a real Democrat before they all turned communist, he would be totally ashamed of his family today, like I am. I'm totally ashamed of the Kennedy family. But he would have been totally ashamed of them too, because he was anti-communist and they've become nothing but communist. And so here now, just as Biden and Obama are trying to take down Trump, these other two presidents try to take down Daniel. Also, Daniel was set upon by the corrupt judicial. They did lawfare against Daniel in those days, just like what they're doing against President Trump today. It's an amazing thing how the similarities in all of this. And so let's start tonight in Daniel chapter 6, verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes. Now those were state legislators. Those were would be our equivalent as legislators today. And, you know, I'm going to have to wet my whistle already. Going early, I've already preached twice today. And so, here, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, and the princes might give accounts unto them, that the king should have no damage. Then Daniel was preferred above the presidents and the princes because of an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Now, it's an interesting thing about Daniel. He's referred to many places in the Bible as being a man of great intellect. And, you know, here, when the Lord chided Ethabel the Third, by the way, Ethabel the Third was Jezebel's nephew. When Ethabel the Third thought that he was a god, and you know he proclaimed himself to be a god, so the Lord had chided him, say, "Well, you must be wiser than Daniel." And so, speaking of that, there, Daniel was, in his time, one of the most godly men. And so here, and by the way, Ezekiel was a contemporary of Daniel. And I want to jump over for just a minute to Ezekiel chapter 14 and read verse 14. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord God. And then verse 20 we read here, though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter, they shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. Again, in their time, in their generation, they were considered the most godly of men. And here we see that Noah lived before the flood, Job after the flood, but prior to Israel, and Daniel was a contemporary Israelite. Now, it's significant that Ezekiel already knew of Daniel's reputation in Babylon. And so here, the Lord God, by the way, that's Hebrew Adonai, Yahweh is distinct from the more common Yahweh, Elohim here. It's very frequent in Ezekiel. In fact, actually, I believe it occurs over 200 times, where it's used only by 100 times in the entire rest of the Old Testament here. But the idea was here that every one of us has to account for ourselves. We can't, by being related, having our father as a godly man or whatever, we can't get to heaven on somebody else's salvation. And again, he says this, that they shall deliver their neither son nor daughter, they shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. So we're all going to be judged individually according to our own righteousness here. And so here now, we see that Darius, like President Trump, got fooled. Now, President Trump, he was surrounded by people. In fact, today you see people like, Bill Barr betrayed him. We see Merrick Garland, Chris Ray, Dirty Jack Smith. The name he's referred to even by other crooked lawyers as Dirty Jack Smith. We see, again, Joe Biden and Obama, all of them conspiring against President Trump. But Dr. Fauci, the mad Dr. Fauci, if you will, he's done some horrible, horrible things, folks, even to children and to animals. And him and this Deborah Birx, who was a wicked, wicked woman, they convinced Trump. Now, Trump was not a man like myself who did not know. He's not a virologist, was not in depth in the field, and he had to depend on the so-called experts. But Trump knew one thing. He knew that if a drug was an experimental drug, they could not force us to take it, okay? Under the law, under the Constitution, if the drug was experimental, they couldn't force it on people. If it wasn't, in a time where they consider in a time of a disaster or emergency, they could make you take vaccines or whatever. But in this case, if it was experimental, they couldn't do that. And Trump knew that. And that's one of the reasons, but he pushed it out there because he was surrounded and given disinformation. And so I don't agree with President Trump on everything, but on most things he's right. And again, like I said, he doesn't always get the very best counseling. He would always be better off to take the biblical position on everything, like we do here. The biblical position is no compromise, period, especially when it comes to abortion. Here, you know, we take our position on abortion is the biblical position, no exceptions. Abortion's a sin, it's murder, with no exceptions. And so now, here, just like Trump, they were going after the crooked judiciary, the crooked legislators, the other presidents. They were going after Daniel. And here, then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. That's exactly what the Communist Party, what the deep state is doing. It's the law, it's God's laws that Trump wants to uphold. The pro-life position, the anti-sodomite position, the anti-pedophile position. It's God's laws that Trump wants to stand for, just like you and me. And this is why the entire federal government has come against us. Like Merrick Garland and Chris Wray have turned the FBI and all of them against the church, against Christians here. Then these presidents and the princes assembled together. Now remember, the princes were the legislators of the day, together to the king, and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. Now all the presidents of the kingdom, and the governors, and the princes, and the counselors, and the captains have consulted together to establish the royal statute, and to make him a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or any man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not charged or changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius signed the writing and the decree. Now, Darius had no idea what they were up to, and here they had conspired. Now, it was the law of the Persians and the Medes that once the king signed it, it could not be overturned, even by the king. Even the king could not overturn his own decree. And it seems kind of silly to me, to tell you the truth. And so here, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. And his windows being open in a chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before God, his God, as he did aforetime. Now these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, and shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, this thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. And here, so, then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is of the children of captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was very sore displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Well, now at this time, by this time, the king had found out what he had about this betrayal. And again, it is so much like the treasonous people today we have in Washington, D.C. I you know, it's just an amazing thing. The treason, how they've turned against God and country. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, O king, know that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. Then the king commanded that they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually will deliver thee. Now, there's been a number of excavations amongst the ruins of Babylon, and they did uncover this den containing an inscription indicating that this is where wild beasts kill men who anger the king. And so he goes on, and then he says, and a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of the lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his own place, or to his own palace, and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning, and he went in haste into the den of the lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angels and has shut the mouths of the lions and that have not hurt me for as much as before. Now here, angels are ministering spirits to believers, and very, very, very powerful and wise. Many of the Bible's miracles, such as the involve intervention by angels in the timing and the rates of otherwise natural events and process that have taken place here, for as much as before him, innocence was found in me, and also before thee, O king, and have done none to hurt. Then the king was exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was upon him, because he had believed in his God. And the king commanded that they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them in the den of lions. Now, them and their children and their wives and lions, and the lions had the mastery of them, and they break all their bones and pieces wherever they came at the bottom of the den. And so here people would say, Pastor, can you explain to me why he would send the children? He would allow that to happen to the children. Well, first of all, God's ways are much higher than ours. And I can tell you this, innocent children, folks, and some of these children may not have been innocent. Some of them may have been grown children. But little children, God is a just God, and God loves little children. And they would go right to heaven. But you see, that's the other thing. How would they survive without their parents who had been eaten up by the lions? And so God, folks, we belong to God. God is a just God. God is a holy God. And we have absolutely no right to question God at all, folks. God owes us nothing. We owe him everything. That's reality. God owes us nothing, and we owe him everything. And here now, and so here, then King Darius wrote unto all the people of the nations and the languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even until the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus, the Persian. Now, it's an interesting thing because under Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel was a sheriff back in those days, and then now here he's a president. And again, these similarities between him. In fact, let me go back to just here for a minute and to Daniel chapter 3 and read in verse 2. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together the princes and the governors. Now the princes, the legislators, the governors are like our governors, the captains, and for the judges. So today, you know, just like in Daniel's day, they had to corrupt like we have. We have a horribly, horribly corrupt judiciary in this country today. And the worst of the worst are the prosecutors. Years ago, I taught courses on how to identify Satanists. And I worked with a fellow named Tom Wedge. Tom was called the Satan Hunter. He ran a very elite police department, the only one of its kind, and it investigated only satanic cases. And here, he was showing me all the documentation on how the number one office the Satanists covet is that of prosecutors, whether it's county, state, or federal. And the reason for that is that the prosecutors are the ones who decide how a case will be heard, you see. And so, and not only that, they make sure that the cases aren't heard as satanic cases. But not only that, the prosecutors are the ones that become judges more than any other. They become judges. And so the corruption there is unbelievable. And all you have to do is look at Bragg in New York and look at Big Fanny out there in Georgia. Look at Letitia. All of these, you see the corrupt. I mean, the very, very corruption. You look at, referred to as Dirty Jack Smith, the corruption in these prosecutors. When the Lord Jesus said, woe unto you lawyers, woe unto you lawyers, woe unto you lawyers, those were the type of people he was referring to, very, very corrupt. And so here, we go on, he goes on to say over in verse 3, in Daniel 3, then the princes and the governors and the captains and the judges and the treasurers and the consulates and the sheriffs and all the rulers of the province were gathered together into the dedication of the image. Well, you see now, here Daniel had held a number of different offices under all of these different kings. And so here, and again, Daniel at this time was in his 80s, and he was considered to be one of the wisest men. And of course, one of the most godly men, and again, he was a contemporary of Ezekiel. And so now, I wanted to just do a little commentary here. You know, yesterday morning, I was watching C-SPAN. I was watching Congress debate. And I just sat there and I just shook my head. And I thought about this, the princes, the legislators. And here they're debating the funding bill. And how foolish, how so very, very foolish these people are. And I'm talking about both sides of the aisle, folks, this time. The Republicans just as foolish as the Democrats. And so, one after the other, blurted out such nonsense as, the United States government must be willing to defend Taiwan, Ukraine, and Israel against their enemies. Folks, our generals, our top military leaders, many have come out and said, look, we would be very, very fortunate if we could even win a war against Russia. In fact, listen, I fully expect, because Biden has brought in thousands of Chinese, their regular army here on our soil, folks. These are national Chinese right on our soil. They brought them into this country. Biden has been not working for the United States. He's been working for the Communist Chinese Party. And they're here. They're not here on vacation. They've come here to take over our country. And folks, I got to explain something to you very carefully. This country is in real, very, very serious trouble. And unless we get these people out, and unless our people rise up, folks, I'm going to tell you, unless they rise up and the pastors take a stand. Right now, if China declared war on us, they've actually done that. But right now it's a cold war. It's happening through cyber. I laughed at when I heard Chris Ray say, listen, we just got nothing we can do. We're outnumbered. Now, Chris Ray, believe me, Chris Ray sold America down. We all know it. We watched Christopher Ray, we watched Mariokas, and we watched all of these different Merrick Garland lie under oath. We watched them lie under oath time and time again, laughing because we had no Department of Justice to prosecute these people. You got to give Obama credit. When Obama, when he purged, when he installed his anti-American, all of those bootlicker anti-Americans in, when he took down, the FBI is no longer a legitimate organization. It's as illegitimate as they come. So is the Justice Department. That's the reality. But here is a major, major problem we have. The vast majority of people in this country are still in la-la land. The vast majority of them are still clueless. In New York now, for you folks out there listening to me in New York, you know that many of you have already had situations where you've had illegal aliens, squatters come and move into your house. Some of you, while you're still living there, when you go to work, you came home and your house was filled, the locks were broken, and you had illegal aliens in your house. And you say, get out of here. And they said, no, it's our house now. So you call the police. The police come and they arrest you, because you're not allowed to throw these illegal aliens out of your own house. Your government has turned against you. It's no longer your government anymore. And so here, the Democratic Party have become totally, totally lawless. Again, the Bible refers to these people there in Ezekiel and Hosea 4 and Isaiah as their judicial whores. Our judiciary, they're judicial whores. You've got, the Bible speaks of several different types of whores. And here, this completely corrupt judge, and his daughter, because of what she does, Scripture refers to them as unclean. These women are unclean women. And so, if you go, in fact, and read in Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 34, you'll see what I'm talking about. And here, so, you have these two people, Mershon and his daughter, they're the real criminals. They are the real criminals in that extremely corrupt court there in New York, folks. And so here, they call it lawfare. Lawfare is nothing less than judicial whoredom, and that's actually what they tried to use against, and what they're, Daniel, and that's what they're using against President Trump. Now, again, the entire federal government has declared war against Jesus Christ and his church. I have said many, many times in the past, and I say it again now, the only justice that the Christian patriot Americans will receive is the justice that they provide for themselves. Folks, we cannot depend upon the Republican Party. We cannot depend upon the corrupt judicial system. We cannot depend upon state or local government unless we, the people, can put in place a well-regulated and armed standing militia. This is exactly what the Founding Fathers understood very clearly. Unless we, the people, can do that, folks, then you too out there listening to me may come home someday and find illegal aliens, squatters, living in your own home like they're doing in New York right now. And the corrupt courts, they're on the side of the enemies. They are the enemies. Now, we will find, unless the church, unless the pastors find courage, unless the pastors find the courage to lead the people. And this is what this is all about tomorrow, as we have this meeting at the church. This, and again, it's all about preparing for what's coming this summer. And so unless the pastors find the courage, unless they find the courage, they're going to soon find, well, what's happening already? They're going to find FBI agents sitting in their pews, waiting to hear them say anything which can be construed as anti-government, like they are doing in Canada right now. I had Pastor Arthur Polanski here about a month ago, and that's exactly what they're doing to him. And so you'll find that. And then here, you're going to see them. And it's already happened several times already, many times, because of the corrupt FBI that we have. Homeschoolers are going to have their doors kicked down in the middle of the night, along with pro-lifers. And you're going to have cowardly, very cowardly, very cowardly, dirty cops sticking gun barrels in the face of five-year-olds. Boy, that's really something to be proud of. You know, and I can tell you this. Look, I had friends in the FBI, and good people. They were good people. And there was, at that time, some honor. You could hold your head up and say, you know, I'm an FBI agent. You could do it with honor. Not today. Not today. Today they do it in shame. Chris Ray, with your little smirk. They do it in shame today. And folks, and I feel bad, and I know one thing, after, you know, talking with some of the whistleblowers, and look what they've done to their own people who blow the whistle, who anyone in the FBI found that has honor, integrity, decency, and loyalty, they get dismissed right away. Okay? I mean, you can't have that within the FBI today. If they find out, you're gone. Because they've gotten so corrupt. And today, if you're a pro-lifer, you might find your doors being kicked in the middle of the night. And people, parents who send their children to Christian schools, and they'll be monitored, and you'll soon see them being harassed, and you'll see Christian schools being closed down. They will do this unless we stop them. Even public school parents will be silenced at school board meetings. Parents will have no say at all in what is being taught to their children. Their children will be taught to report to the Gestapo any and all anti-government conversations they overhear by their parents. And so, and again, like I said, you'll end up like the J6 Patriots, locked up in the gulag. I have a paper here again. Jake Lang, who we had on his radio program, right now, he's been in prison for over 3 years, never had a trial, folks. This is as unconstitutional and dirty as dirty gets. Corrupt. That judicial system is completely corrupted, folks. And here, you know, because he's been on this radio program telling the truth, they're coming down on him. They're even torturing him. They're going to try to, the idea is they want to limit children to one child per family. First of all, they want to totally get rid of the institution of marriage. They don't even like the institution of marriage. Remember, the Deathocratic Communist Collective is totally everything that God's Word, the Bible, teaches. They will be in total opposition. And everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls sin and abominable, they will embrace. And here, they want to end the institution of marriage. They want to legalize pedophilia. The ACLU's out there beating the drums to legalize pedophilia. Here, you know, again, horrible things are happening, especially there in California. When, you know, they want to make it legal to have sex with little bitty children, folks. They want more and more abortion. They want abortion passed. You know, some of them would like to have abortion up to several years of age where they can kill a child if they find defects. They're going to remember what Rahm Emanuel's brother, Emanuel, who was the head of Obama's Secretary of Health or whatever, or Surgeon General, whatever it was. What did he say? By 74, you're no more. We don't want any useless eaters. The sick and the elderly must make room for those that are strong. Remember what Governor Lamb said? The elderly should voluntarily die to make room for the younger. Folks, this is pure evil, pure evil. And so, then they're going to go after, last but not least, conservative media people like me. They'll be arrested and charged with anti-government activity like Judge Marcus wanted to do to me before. I was tipped off. Let me tell you something. They had decided, Judge Marcus and Dan Cassandras had decided they were going to charge me with anti-government activity, come into my house in the middle of the night, take my computers, close down my banking account so I could not defend myself, like they did to others, to Williams and Lewis. But what happened was, when they had the meeting of these lawyers and they were talking about they're going to get the preacher this week, unbeknownst to them, one of the lawyers sitting in that meeting was a good friend of mine. And immediately after the meeting, he called me and told me what they had planned. So I got me a dozen men together. The next day, marched straight down to Judge Marcus's courtroom. And I went in and I confronted Marcus, and I confronted the prosecutor. And I asked him, I understand you've got some charges, claims against me. And the prosecutor said, that's correct. And I said, what are they? Anti-government activities. And how is that? Well, you sell Jack Smith. Now, this is a different Jack Smith, not the same, not dirty Jack Smith. Tapes. And I said, first of all, we don't sell anything. We have things that are out there for available for donations. And many often when people can't afford it, we give it to them free if they can't afford it. And I said, number two, I've had presidential candidates, Supreme Court justices. I've had senators, congressmen, movie actors, singers, even prosecutors on my program. So now am I guilty of my association? Well, of them too. And, well, now prosecutor looks at the judge calls him over, and virtually said, how did you let this happen? How did you let them even find out about this, okay? And so, they didn't know who I had. As far as that court, when this might have been a sting operation on them. And so, what they did is, they said, oh, we're going to drop and dismiss charges. Because, folks, we had only done what was within our constitutional rights. Now, there is still time to stop this complete Antichrist, theocratic communist takeover. It's going to take, well, people are going to have to, first of all, God gave us the answer, 2 Chronicles 7:14. It's going to take repentance. It's going to take courage. The church must wake up and step up to the plate, the pastors must find courage. The pastors must find courage to obey God and not a corrupt New World Order, Antichrist, collective government. Now, I want to go over to Hebrews here. In Hebrews chapter 11, starting with verse 23, by faith Moses was when he was born, was hid 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a proper child and that they were not afraid of the king's commandments. Well, that word proper child actually means a very comely or a beautiful child, actually. But the point was his parents feared God more than they did the king, the Pharaoh. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. In other words, he understood he would, even back then, even though Moses lived 1,500 years before the Lord Jesus became a man, but he was well aware of the promised Messiah, and he was looking for the promised Messiah. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who was invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as the dry land, which the Egyptians, the saying to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies that were with the spies with peace. Listen. I would much rather be in the company of a whore, Rahab, the whore Rahab, than any of those judicial whores that are in, heading up those courtrooms prosecuting President Trump, folks. I would much rather, at least, you know, God recognized Rahab for her faith. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, Samuel, and of the prophets. These fellows, folks, they took down kingdoms, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, and that's what Daniel did, quenched the violence of fire, Meshach, Eshach, and Abednego, escaped the edge of the sword. Well, that's what Samson did. And also, here, Gideon, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight. Listen to this. Turn to fight the armies of the aliens. That's what we have to do. We have to learn to turn to fight the armies of the illegal aliens out there today, folks. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And the others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings, yet, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, and they were sawn asunder. You know, that was, you saw Naboth, Jezebel had Naboth stoned, and you saw them, how Stephen was stoned, and Manasseh, that wicked, wicked King Manasseh, he was the son of King Hezekiah, he had Isaiah sawn in half. They were slain with a sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. And all of these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. What does this mean? God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. In other words, he's saying, apart from us, those apart from us, let's turn over, get a better look at that, what that really means. And in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 1 through 10, or verses 5 through 10, I'm sorry. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he saith unto also in another place, Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to serve him from death, it was heard, and that he feared, though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Here we go. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God unto the high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Well, folks, here I got to tell you again, America is in real trouble. America needs to get on her knees. She needs to pray to God, ask God to forgive her of her sins. America needs to find the courage. Now, listen, it's a whole lot later than you think. And the major problem is the vast majority out there are still la-la landers. And I'm talking about people that fill the pews of so-called churches. They are clueless. They have no idea what's coming their way. If you're out there listening, you do. Well, you need to take action. That's what we're going to do tomorrow. The doers of the word, it's a preparedness. We're going to go and at 10 o'clock tomorrow in the morning. And we have to decide. We know what the founding fathers told us to do, to have a well-armed and well-regulated standing militia. Because, again, we cannot depend upon the federal government. They have declared war on Christ and his church. We can't depend on state or even local government in most cases. So we, the people of the United States of America, we have to provide, if we're going to get any justice, listen, wake up, wake up. If we're going to receive any justice, then we're going to have to provide it to ourselves. And so that's what we're talking about tomorrow at 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry, Ohio. That's Stewards of the Word Baptist Church. And our sheriff will be there, and he is going to instruct us on what he thinks is the proper course ahead. And there are sheriffs all across the country now that are doing that. They realize that's their job, is to protect their people. Well, my job as your pastor is to tell you what God's Word, the Bible, says. And that is that, one, all of you out there, if you have not called upon the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have not received eternal life, if you have not been born again, you're walking a tightrope. You're walking a tightrope right over the lake, a burning lake of fire. And folks, none of you out there, many of you think, well, maybe when I get older, I'll get religion. You might not get older. Tonight, this very night, people all over this world are going to realize that their soul is required of them this night. And the vast majority of them have no intention at all of dying. But it's not their call. So don't let that happen to you. Do like the Bible says. Pray to the Father. Ask for forgiveness of your sin. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life. Do as he tells you. Place him first in everything, in all times and always. And you will receive eternal life. You'll become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you soon will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, you've got God's word on that. You've got God's word on that. And folks, let me tell you something. The entire universe was spoken into existence by God's word. There's nothing more powerful than the word of God. We're out of time for tonight. So, as we come to this point every night at this time, we always do this. We always say good night, and I want to say God bless to you out there. And then we always say, always, always, okay, and I do mean always, always, keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.